In This Week, when the Democrats control network prime time for four nights running, installment two in their TV miniseries was supposed to be highlighted by a keynote address. Well, there was one last night, a fairly anticlimactic speech by Indiana Governor Evan Bayh. But more to the point, a keynote was sounded.
Speaker after speaker sang the praises of family. House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt said the value of high office pales by comparison.
I hope to be the Speaker of the House when the new Congress convenes. And with your help, we will make that true. But before that and beyond that, I share far prouder titles with so many of my fellow citizens: husband, father, son.
Jesse Jackson beamed proudly for the son of his who introduced him, and then invoked the memory of his own father.
The first image I remember in life was waking up early one morning in Greenville, South Carolina, in my mother's bed. She was showing me a picture saying that this is Daddy, he is coming home on furlough. A few days after that, Dad came up the hill. First time I saw him, the duffel bag on his shoulder, giving me some cannon, giving Mom a hug. Then he had to go back to get his honorable discharge.
Governor Bayh acknowledged his father, the former Indiana Senator Birch Bayh, and then spoke of his children and the country's obligations to all its children.
50 years from now, few will recall who addressed this convention tonight. But our children will know whether we met the critical challenges of our time. What will they say of us? Let them say, as with our parents, that our generation has delivered on our promises to our children. Let them say that the traditional values, opportunity, responsibility, and faith held us tight, one generation to the next, one American to another. Let them say that their America reached new heights of possibility and decency, so we can tell our children, and I can tell my sons, that here tonight before the nation, we promised you so, we kept faith. And 10 weeks from tonight, let us elect those who share our values. Let us elect the men who are leading the challenges for our country, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, President and Vice President of the United States of America.
The Democrats, a party accused by Republicans of being anti-family, anti-middle class, spoke endlessly not just of the bonds of kinship, but of the moral values that families instill. Harvey Gantt is their Senate candidate in North Carolina.
My parents didn't have much money and precious little formal education, but they were rich in the values and the promises of what this country could mean. They taught their 5 children that with hard work and perseverance, with faith in God and personal responsibility, anything was possible in this country.
And lest anyone think that only Republicans challenge the amorality of modern show business, Tipper Gore reminded the television audience of her campaigns of the past.
As you know, I began a difficult fight long before it became fashionable to give parents the tools to protect their children from violence and obscenity and the degradation of women. We won voluntary labeling of records and CDs, and today, parents have a more powerful tool to ensure that their values will not be undermined. Then, the battle was music. But now, thanks to President Clinton and to Vice President Gore, parents will have even more powerful tools. The V-chip that gives the TV controls back to families.
The Democratic version of family values is societal. We are all one family, they say, the American family. And as for the Republican wisecrack that it really takes a family to raise a child, Hillary Rodham Clinton, in the real keynote address of the evening, stood by the proverb she chose for the title of her book. It takes clergy, she said, and teachers and police.
Yes, it takes a village. And it takes a president.